Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to the AI Security Podcast. I'm Pax. Today we're tackling something that keeps AI architects up at night. What happens when your LLM becomes the malware author? We're diving deep into output sanitization and code injection prevention. If your application executes anything an LLM generates, you need to hear this. Section: the attack surface you built into your product. Let's establish the uncomfortable truth. If your application executes, renders, or passes through LLM-generated code without sanitization, you've built a code injection vulnerability into your product by design. This isn't theoretical. OWASP LLM Top 10 lists Insecure Output Handling, LLM02, as a critical vulnerability category for exactly this reason. The attack chain is elegant in its simplicity. An adversary crafts input that manipulates the LLM into generating malicious code. Your application trusts that output because it came from your own model. The payload executes in your user's browser, your backend, or your database. Classic injection attacks, laundered through an AI intermediary. Consider the architectures at risk. AI coding assistants that execute generated code in sandboxes, or worse, directly. Low-code platforms using LLMs to generate SQL, GraphQL, or API calls chatbots rendering HTML/JavaScript and web interfaces automation tools generating shell commands, or infrastructure as code. MITRE Atlas catalogs this under AML.T0048. Evade ML model, combined with traditional injection techniques. The model becomes an unwitting accomplice, a code generation oracle that can be manipulated to produce payloads that bypass your input validation entirely because the malicious code originates from inside your trust boundary. Code example shown in the article. The model may or may not include that payload. But without output sanitization, you're betting your security posture on prompt engineering alone. That's not a control. That's hope. Here's my take on this. Your LLM sits inside your trust boundary, so its output bypasses your input validation. You've essentially given attackers a code generation oracle behind your firewall. Section: threat modeling LLM output chains. Before implementing controls, you need to understand where LLM output flows in your architecture. I use a modified stride approach specifically for LLM output chains, mapping each output consumer to potential injection categories. Start by identifying every downstream consumer of LLM output. Direct execution contexts, eval, exec, subprocess, database engines rendering contexts, HTML templates, JavaScript interpreters, markdown parsers serialization contexts, JSON/YAML parsers, configuration loaders external system contexts, API calls, file systems. Message queues for each context, map the injection class. SQL output going to a database? SQL injection risk. HTML output rendered in browser? XSS risk. YAML output parsed by your config loader? Deserialization attack risk. Shell commands executed via subprocess? Command injection risk. The NIST AIRMF's govern function specifically addresses this in GV 1.3, establishing policies for AI output handling. But policies without technical controls are compliance theater. Here's a practical threat model template I use. Code example shown in the article. Document every output chain. If you can't enumerate them, you can't secure them. Most organizations I assess have 3-5x more LLM output consumers than they initially report. Here's my take on this. If you can't enumerate every downstream consumer of your LLM's output, you're flying blind. Most orgs have 3-5 times more output chains than they think. Section: implementing context-aware output sanitization. Generic sanitization fails because injection attacks are context-dependent. A payload harmless in HTML might be devastating in SQL. Your sanitization layer must understand the downstream execution context and apply appropriate controls. For SQL output, never execute raw LLM-generated SQL. Instead, parse the output into an AST using libraries like SQLParse, Python, or PG_Query, PostgreSQL specific. Validate the operation against an allow list and reconstruct parameterized queries. Code example shown in the article for HTML/JavaScript output, employ defense in depth with DOM Purify or similar libraries. Content security policy headers and sandbox to frames for rendering. Code example shown in the article for shell command output, use structured command builders rather than string concatenation. Libraries like Schlex and Python help, but the safest approach is maintaining an allow list of permitted commands with explicit argument schemas. Code example shown in the article, the principle. Transform LLM output from arbitrary strings into validated, structured data before any execution context touches it. Here's my take on this. Generic sanitization doesn't work. Injection attacks are context-dependent. Your sanitizer must understand whether it's protecting SQL, HTML, shell, or something else entirely. Section, static analysis and runtime guardrails. Sanitization alone isn't sufficient. You need defense in depth with static analysis of generated code and runtime execution guardrails. Think of it as three checkpoints: generate, validate, contain. For static analysis, tools like SimGrep and Bandit can scan LLM generated code before execution. Configure rules specifically for injection patterns. Code example shown in the article, integrate this into your LLM output pipeline synchronously. Code doesn't proceed until analysis passes. The latency cost is measured in milliseconds. The breach cost is measured in millions. For runtime containment, execute LLM generated code in sandboxed environments. GVisor or Firecracker for container-level isolation WebAssembly runtimes. WasmTime, Wasmer, for portable sandboxing. Pyodide for Python code execution in browser sandboxes. Dino, with explicit permissions for JavaScript / TypeScript, configure resource limits aggressively. LLM-generated code doesn't need network access, file system writes, or extended CPU time for most use cases. Code example shown in the article, monitor execution patterns with anomaly detection. Establish baselines for normal LLM-generated code behavior, syscalls, memory patterns, execution time. Deviation triggers alerts and automatic termination. This layered approach means an attacker must evade your sanitization, bypass static analysis, and escape your sandbox. That's not impossible, but it's expensive. Here's my take on this. Defense in depth means three checkpoints. Generate, validate, contain. An attacker has to beat all three. Make that expensive for them. Section, monitoring, logging, and incident response. Your security controls are only as good as your visibility into their operation. LLM output sanitization requires specialized logging that captures the full context of code generation and execution attempts. Log these elements for every LLM output chain. Input prompt, or hash if sensitive, triggering the generation raw LLM output before sanitization decisions. What was modified, removed, or flagged static analysis results. Rules triggered, severity levels execution context. Sandbox ID, resource consumption, exit code structure logs for security analytics. Here's a schema I recommend. Code example shown in the article, build detection rules for injection attempt patterns. High-value alerts include repeated sanitization blocks from single user, static analysis findings clustering around injection patterns, and sandbox escapes or resource limit violations. Your incident response playbook should include LLM-specific procedures. Isolating the model endpoint, reviewing prompt history for adversarial patterns, assessing downstream data exposure, and considering whether the model itself requires retraining to resist the attack pattern. Integrate with SIEM platforms. Splunk, Elastic Security, and Microsoft Sentinel all support custom log schemas. Build dashboards specifically for LLM output security metrics, sanitization block rates, static analysis hit rates, sandbox utilization. Here's my take on this. Your sanitization logs aren't just for compliance. They're your threat intelligence feed for understanding how attackers probe your LLM output chains. Section, building a sustainable output security program. Technical controls decay without organizational commitment. Building sustainable LLM output security requires governance, testing, and continuous improvement processes. Establish output security policies that mandate sanitization for all LLM output chains. No exceptions. Every new feature using LLM-generated content requires security review with explicit output chain documentation. This aligns with NIST AIRMF Govern 1.1 and Manage 2.3 functions. Implement adversarial testing as part of your SDLC. Red team exercises should include prompt injection attempts designed to generate malicious code. Tools like Garrick and Microsoft's Counterfeit provide frameworks for LLM adversarial testing. Run these tests in CI/CD. Code example shown in the article. Create feedback loops between security monitoring and model improvement. When sanitization catches malicious patterns, that's training data for improving model safety alignment. Work with your ML engineering team to incorporate these patterns into our LHF processes. Track metrics that matter. Sanitization block rate by output type and user segment static analysis finding trends over time, mean time to detect output chain vulnerabilities coverage. Percentage of LLM outputs with sanitization controls the goal is shifting left, catching potential injection patterns earlier in the generation process while maintaining robust controls at execution time. This isn't a project with an end date. As models evolve and attackers adapt, your output security program must evolve with them. Remember, every LLM output is untrusted input to your downstream systems. Treat it accordingly, and you'll avoid becoming the next cautionary tale in the OWASP case studies. Here's my take on this. This isn't a project with an end date. Every LLM output is untrusted input to your downstream systems. Treat it that way forever. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Every LLM output chain requires explicit threat modeling. Identify all downstream consumers and map injection classes. Takeaway 2. Implement context-aware sanitization. SQL outputs need AST validation. HTML needs DOM purify. Shell commands need structured builders. Takeaway 3. Deploy defense in depth with static analysis, SimGrep, Bandit, and runtime sandboxing, gVisor, Dino, WebAssembly. Takeaway 4. Log the full sanitization pipeline for security analytics and incident response capabilities. Takeaway 5. Build adversarial testing into CI/CD using tools like Garrick to continuously validate output security controls. That's the full picture on LLM output sanitization. Remember, your model sits inside your trust boundary, which means its output bypasses all your carefully crafted input validation. Treat every piece of generated code as adversarial until proven otherwise. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.